Carl Ross has always been buff. He's with us for a Kōrero Road today. Carl heads to Matatini. Thanks, Carl, for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, morena, Dale. Good on,
mate. Good on, mate. Good, thank you. Ever had any diabetes checks, Carl?
I do, actually. It's a big part of the hauora world that Kapahaka is all about, and it's good to see that weight, sugar, eating healthy is a big part of Kapahaka. So, I'm on that buzz. Yeah,
well, and it's a good point you make. The ongoing influence, I know that there's a research project that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, Carl, looking at haka and heart. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but I mean, you know, when we see Te Matatini on stage, it's such an amazing celebration. And yes, we're looking at form, shape, waiata, volume control, all the necessary components of a wonderful performance. But there's something else that's happening as well, as we see our people focus and prepare and, you know, marrying up this with health issues is an offshoot of our Kapahaka and Te Matatini. How satisfying is it to you that, you know, Kapahaka is not just seen as once every couple of years super performance, but there's so many different elements that can be investigated, can be advanced. Smee or Mea came out of the Kapahaka, as we know. We're looking at heart health from Kapahaka. The whanaungatanga and social cohesion from Kapahaka, these are all offshoots of this biannual celebration. And we should acknowledge it from time to time there.
Yeah, I think back in the early 70s, when in 1972, when it was born of the New Zealand Polynesian Festival, the inaugural performances, it was all about, especially with the men, it was the big men. So it's a totally different today. It's evolved over all these years, and health, instead of having just a big man who can roll his puku on the stage during the haka, it's now come into an art form where you have to be fit, you have to be healthy, and it goes so wide, because your tamariki mokopuna look at you as a role model, and they see you getting out on the road in the morning, even the older performers, some of our older ones who are in their grandparents that are still performing on the Matatini stage, they take their mokopuna out walking, the smoking. I remember Uncle Bub said, ko koe tonu rā tauna kaipatu, it was a haka that he done, and it talks about the food and how healthy we were prior to Te Kainga Mai o Tauiwima, and it talks about what we ate back in the day, and alcohol, tobacco, sugar, salt, it can't jump into your mouth by itself. You have to put it in there yourself. So, it's great. The wider picture, the academic achievement levels of our students who are actively participating in Kapahaka, the proof's there. Our kaumātua and our kuia, taikura, who are still doing kapa, it's helping them with their memory loss. And that's actually proven now. So whether it's your heart, whether it's diabetes, whether it's just you as a person all round and being a good role model for our people, it's really, really important to keep that up. You know, but it used to be a little bit sad because you only saw our Māori out on the roads before Matatini Festival. But now when you see the big projects, Hauora, o Te Ao, that are being run out there, it's just great. We're just a healthy people, and it's really good. Yeah.
You know, if you're carrying a bit of weight, I am too. I don't like taking my shirt off. But one thing I've always liked about Kapahaka is that we don't body shame each other. And while we are noting that there's increased fitness, so that, you know, we can look as good as we can, you know, there's no shame in a Kapahaka Rōpū if you're a big person. And, you know, and just accept it, as we all should be in society. You know, this is part of my whānau, this guy's part of our whānau, this wahine's a big wahine. We love her, you know, and this is something very, I wouldn't say completely unique, but I've always noted that, you know, it's a mix of buff, beautiful, and big. And long may that be the case, eh, Carl?
That's good. I think we're gonna see it all happening with the first, I suppose, public launch of the Matatini Festival coming up this weekend. You're going to have a lot of excitement out there, a lot of joyful and happy Māori who are representing their whānau, their hapū, their iwi, coming to the draw, the live draw in Tūranga Waiwai, to actually see what pool they're in. I mean, a lot of these teams have been on the stage for a very long time, and we all know each other. We know what teams are good at what items, and to see what pool you're in out of the four pools is te ihu, te haumi, te waka, and te kei. There's always seems to be a death pool in there. Well, everyone says, oh, this is the death pool, or that's the death pool. But in reality, you're performing with the best of the best, and over 180 teams have performed regionally to get to this 57. So it's going to be absolutely fantastic here.
Tēnā koe. Has anyone tried to bribe you? and I'm sorry, I don't know where that question came from. My mate here is a kapahaka from Angi 2. He wants me to reinforce that from Angi 2. Just said to me, it doesn't matter what size you are, if you're mean, you're mean. So
that's right.
You know, it's going to be wonderful. So the draw comes out this weekend. One question we thought, I thought it was quite a neat idea to start at 11 a.m, which they did for the secondary school cuppers, and wondered whether there'd been any consideration there. It must be hard to start off early in the morning, but you've got 57 teams.
Yeah.
Is it going to roll out from early, or have you had any thoughts about starting later, going later?
Yeah, no. My personal thoughts on that one is sometimes when you run a competition, especially with this many teams, and when you run into the evening, that's when you start getting lighting come in, and it doesn't stay a fair playground, you know. It's because you've got lights coming on, and it's a totally different performance when you see that. So for the hours of the day, we run through from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, and that's it keeps it a fair playground on that one. Yeah.
Okay. I spoke with Dale Stevens, who also and kindly touched on how the competition, and now with the digital connectivity globally, how it's such a strong calling card for international tourists. Many who perhaps even time their run so that they can pick up Te Matatini. Has there been any evaluation from your end, Carl, about the impact that Kapahaka and Te Matatini is having on Māori and New Zealand tourism?
Yes, well, Kapahaka's grown phenomenally since 1972, but in the last 10 years we've seen an exponential growth over Kapahaka and our investment that we're making in there. If you have a look at the views on the social platforms of the regional competitions, the 13 regional competitions, 12 that were held in New Zealand, and the one that was held over in Australia, at the moment we're sitting at 552 million views. Now that's major, and that a lot of that's worldwide. When we run the Matatini, we have Haka Translate, which we have 8 different languages that people can listen to and lock into our app so that they can understand what's going on. Haka is well known as a brand, as part of who we are as a country, and we've been working hard to push the brand around the world so we can actually grow our economy. The contribution to the economic our economy of New Zealand is absolutely massive, and we're looking into that one as well, yeah, to make sure we can see what that figure actually is. But yeah, everyone wants to see the haka. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm looking forward to it as well. Obviously, it's been hosted by the Tūritanga at Waikato Tainui, and it's going to be at Hopu Hopu, just out of Ngārua Wahia, early next year. Te Matatini is introducing a revised draw format for next year. Can you explain how the new system is structured and how it aims to create greater fairness and balance across the four competition pools?
Yeah, so what we do, we seed our top teams so we don't end up with all the top teams in one pool. And then the rest of the teams are put in. We have a few new teams that are coming in there this year, and it's really good to see the new teams coming through as well. But we split them all out, and it's everything's drawn drawn out of a out of our Te Tere Live. We've got a bit of a surprise on our there that we'll let everyone wait for the TV to see on Saturday. Yeah.
So, how many teams are seeded?
Okay, I think that's the top 12 from the last festival. I think that it's, yeah.
So that'll be three in each pool. That are seeded. This creates a fetus, and then everyone crosses their fingers, hope they don't draw. The start of each day when the crowds are less, the judges. How do you guarantee uniformity with the judges' perspectives when, quite obviously, some think that they're trying to work out which time of the day is the best time to appeal to the judges, Maybe straight after lunch when they've just had a feed. But then again, some of our older judges could be nodding off as well. So there's all these risks you've got to run.
Yeah, well, I suppose when we're talking about judges, we've got our judges on strict diets, actually, on brain food. So it goes right down to their seats, how high their seats are off the ground, how far the podium is away from the stage. The food that they're eating doesn't make you sleepy. It's a really interesting, when you're running competitions, it's really, really interesting. And the judges themselves, actually, all the judges have to come with medical certificates as well. So we take it very, very seriously. And now, when it's real fun to sit there, if you've ever been when the gates open, but you've got the runners, the whānau runners who've got the tarpaulins, and they're the first ones to sprint through that gate and lay the whānau tarpaulin down. When they run in there, that's the tarpaulin they put down for whānau. So if a team's on first thing in the morning, there's still a whole lot of whānau in there watching their team, because their whānau put a lot of effort into that performance. And teams, you've got teams who have been first up in the pools and they've won their pool. So it's who brings it on the day. And I suppose this is looking in the Commonwealth Games here, some teams may peak a little bit early. It's getting that timing right. Yeah.
Well, I've learned a few things from this conversation today. I certainly didn't know that the judges had to bring medical certificates. What about the TAB, Carl?
The TAB? What do you mean, the TAB?
You know what I mean, Carl. What about listing the Matatini on the TAB? Any chance of that one day?
Well, I haven't even thought about that. I think everyone's got their ideas of who they'd love to support and who will come home. As we do, I've got my favourites in there that I've followed for years, and they've been role models to me ever since I was a young fella. But you just don't know. You just don't know. You had back in 1986, you had a team that came in there, Te Wakawea, who came in there. Two thirds of the team had never been on a Matatini stage, and they actually won the festival. So, and you always say, watch out for the dark horse, there's been some teams that have been sitting up that top echelon for a very long time. You can't count those guys out either. So every team that comes into this festival has a fair chance. And, it is how it is. And the teams are up in the morning. They're all running down the road. They're all doing their exercises, they're all eating together. Before, it used to be sitting down with a big plate of sausages and spaghetti and having a big feed. A lot of the teams actually bringing their own kai to the live-ins now. They're so professional in what they're doing and how they're doing it. Then comes the time where the teams are chosen, and you've got those team members who do miss out. And my heart goes out to those ones, because it's a hard thing to have happen to you.
Tēnā koe, Carl. I'll have to leave it there. We've got the news coming up, my friend. The live draw is on Whakaata Māori this weekend, I think. And
yes, it is.
And wonderful to have a kōrero with you, Carl. Thanks very much. It's been really interesting. And appreciate your time, brother. Tēnā koe. Thank you.
Kids,
thanks.